American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Public lands are always an issue with us.
That's Dennis Sun, a fourth-generation rancher in central Wyoming and president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association based in Cheyenne. And Sun tells us a bit more about that Wyoming Stock Growers Association.
Well, the Wyoming Stock Growers has been around since 1872, and it was one of the first organizations in the country in cattle organizations. We have just a little over 1,000 members currently, and we're kind of the lead association for cattle in the state. Well, we are the lead association for cattle in the state, and we're kind of the go-to for people have issues.
And being in Wyoming, there's a lot of attention to the public land, said Sun.
Public lands are always an issue with us. Some of the other issues related to that are, of course, wild horses. We have a number of those. Forest Service, BLM, permitting.
Another deal in Wyoming is oil and gas, which is really coming on strong.
It's not an issue, but we have problems anytime that there's any drilling on federal minerals. That creates a nexus, you know, that's not easy to deal with.
Sun said that the cattle industry and the oil and gas are actually very compatible.
If we've got a lot of federal minerals underneath, and it's called split estate, you may own the surface rights, but you don't own the mineral rights. The government does underneath. And so the mineral rights rule have precedent over the surface rights.
If any problems at all develop beneath that surface, it could possibly become big problems for the ranch.
If there's any action underneath on federal mineral rights, then they have to go through the Nexus or NEPA and call in archaeologists or tribes if there's any sensitive issues out there, say teepee rings and stuff. This is on your deed of land, so we have some problems with that.
Yes, and he did say teepee rings, which can last for hundreds of years under the soil.
Yeah, they do, and now they call in the tribes for them to look it over, and that makes it, you know, that's the way it is. And
that's Dennis Sun, a fourth-generation rancher in central Wyoming and president of the Wyoming Stock Growers Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.